Northampton Kollel, Shir given on Tehillim chapter to Zion, Shir given by Gershon Hepner on Sunday, Zion Ador, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzeit, yeah, Zion Ador, Tovshin Ayin, and corresponding to the 21st of February 2010. And last week, Louis, we were able to say the Shir in memory of your father, Reboch Ben Avrom, and today we'll say the Shir Le'ilu Nishmas, your mother, the Yotzeit is today, Leo, Bas, Rebleib. So, yeah, Chaim Erechim. Should be an aliyah for the Neshama. Without you, we wouldn't have the Shir, so, yeah. No, not quite. You get other people to give it, but without you, we wouldn't. God Olam Aseh Yesem and Eseh, yeah? Okay, so we're up to Tehillim chapter 10, and we'll have a look at Pesukim. We're going to take three Pesukim together, because it's all in one unit. And we're up to Pesukei. Hashem Anoschelki. So it's Tezayin, Pesukei. Hashem Anoschelki. Hashem is the portion, is my allotted portion. The Chosi, and my portion, it's a similar sort of word, my share. Alta Tomich Geroli, you... We'll come to it. Alta Tomich Geroli, you guide my destiny. It's a very nice translation. I got that translation both from the art scroll on Tehillim and also from the Chabad website. Both translated as you guide my destiny. Alta Tomich Geroli literally means you support my lot in life. Gerol. Chavolim Nofluli Bani'imim. Chavolim also means a portion or a share. Nofluli have fallen to me, Bane'imim, with pleasant, in pleasant places or in pleasantness. Af nachalos shofra aloi, also my portion is beautiful to me. You alright there? Yeah? So you know where we are? Yeah? Okay. Avareches Hashem Asher Yo'otzoni, I will bless God who has advised me. Af leilos, even during the night, Yisurini Chilyosoi, my kidneys have rebuked me. Now, so we'll take these three pesukim together, Hey Vav and Zayin. The gist of the pesukim is that David HaMelech is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my portion in life, he is my lot in life, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of course together with his Torah and his mitzvahs, and together that forms an enviable position in life, and I'm delighted with the portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. We have here many different expressions for the lot in life or portion. We have menos, which is like the word mone or mono, chelek, and we have the word kos. Now exactly what does this word kos mean is a big machlokus. So you said that it's as a cup, exactly. And many do translate it as that. And if it means cup, then it means the cup that belongs to me, my portion in life, represented by my cup, or by some Rishonim say it means that which goes into the cup. You know, the drink that's within the cup is my portion, that's for me. Others learn, no. The word kos literally means a portion, and we have actually had this before in chapter Yud Aleph, Pasuk Vov, where the Pasuk finishes off talking about Rishoyim. It says, V'ruach zil ofos menos kosom. Right at the end of the second last Pasuk of chapter Yud Aleph. V'ruach zil ofos, stormy winds, menos kosom, are their allotted portion, referring to Rishoyim. So kosi, we say it in Adon Olam, menos kosi b'yemekra. And it means then, expression of to be a portion. But whichever way you look at it, it actually comes to much the same meaning, whether it means my cup, or the contents of my cup, a cupful, or whether it means my allotted portion, they both mean, come to mean the same thing, my allotted portion. The difference is what you would consider to be the root of the word. So we'll take it through that. Rashi says that the idea of menos, v'chosi, Hashem menos chelki v'chosi, says Rashi, all my good, kol tevasi himenu, everything that happens to me that's good, all of that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, he's learning that the word kos is an expression of a cup. A cupful, something which is good for me, that is my portion. Everything that's good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then he brings the second pshat, and he says it's a reference to a portion. And he says that it really comes from the Shoresh, Kaf Samach Samach, which means to allot, or to apportion something. And he quotes the pasuk which in Parshas Bo, where the pasuk there says, have I got this here? Yeah, it's in Shemos, chapter Yud Beis, pasuk Dalet, where, talking about the Korban Pesach, where the pasuk says, b'michsas nefoshos, you have to divide up the Korban Pesach, b'michsas nefoshos, according to the number of people who are going to be eating it. You can't leave anything of the Korban Pesach over. That would be no sorry. You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave any of the Korban Pesach over. So you need to invite enough people, not only that they can each have a minimum of one kazayis, but you need to invite enough people to share one korban so that the whole lot gets finished off. Or is at least as much of it as is physically possible. So ish lefi ochlo, each person according to his how much he can eat. Tochusu al hasen. Now that word tochusu is the same root. It comes from kaf samach samach. One of the samachs has gone missing, and which is why there's a dogish in the remaining samach. Tochusu. And according to that pshat, this is the root of this word here. The vechusi ata. You are my allotted portion. Comes from this word, an allotted portion. That's how Rashi brings it. It's also related to the word meches, which is a tax. Yeah? Meches, which is a portion of money that gets given away, is meches. And it's possibly, and I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me if it's also related to the word kesef. Kaf samachle. Yeah? Going by Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch's whole derech in learning, where he believes you have two-letter roots. Well, a word can be broken down to two-letter roots. So you have meches, and here you have got and got tachusu, and here you've got kosi, and you've also got the kesef. Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch. We have three-letter roots, but Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch shows that a word can be broken down into two letters. Yeah, I'll give you a beautiful example from yesterday's sedra. I wasn't going to say this, but you got dikduk is your field. So the paroches divides between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, is the Paroches. So Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch points out, that comes from the Shoresh Peiresh Chof. He says it can be broken down even further, Peiresh. The two letters Peiresh denote a division. Perek is a divided thing. Paroos. Peretz is to break out. Yes, is to demolish something. Yes, peretz. Yeah, lifrotz is to break something up. Yeah, lifrotz. Found sons of Yehuda. Yeah, peretz and zeh. Because he ma paratz alecha poretz. Because he broke out. He pushed forward. Yeah. So perek, perurim are crumbs. Because there's a broken down perek. Vayavidim yisrael mesbenesal beforech. They're because of back-breaking work, you break a person down. Befricha, pricha is to crumble, to break something, and maybe even others as well. I can't remember. But he says, you see, that goes to two letters, pei resh. You know, the pei and the resh denote to break something down. So likewise here, is we get the word meches, which is taxation, which is a particular portion of money, possibly connected to the word kesef. Again, it's a portion of money, and here we've got the word kosi, referring to a portion. That's the idea here. So Rashi brings his two pshat in here as to this word v'chosi. Either my goodly cupful, and all the goodness that happens becomes my Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the second pshat is it's an expression of a portion coming from the root kaf samach samach. Okay, then he speaks about tomich go. What's the word there? Ata tomich goroli. There's ata tomich goroli. The end of pasuk. Okay. Ata tomich goroli, you support my lot. Now, what does this mean, tomich? So Rashi brings two pshatim on this word tomich. The first pshat is he says it comes from a pasuk in Koheles. It's chapter Yud pasuk Yud Ches. But atzaltayim yimach hamakore. That pasuk yimach being connected to this word here, tomich. That word yimach comes from the Shoresh nun mem chof, which means to be low, like ki yomuch ochicha. Yomachicha, similar idea, or nomuch, which means to be lowly. So ba'atzal ta'im yimach hamakoros, the pasuk in Keheles, chapter 2, pasuk Yudches, through laziness, atzal ta'im, through laziness, yimach hamakore, the ceiling sags. It says if you don't put effort into something, the house will collapse, the ceiling will collapse without a bit of effort. So if there's laziness, everything falls apart. And that's an idea that if a person's lazy in his Torah and mitzvahs, then his neshama falls apart. So Rashi says here, what does it mean here? It means to be lower. Tomich Garoli means you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you guide my hand downwards onto my gorol, onto my allotted portion, onto something which is good for me. So tomich goroli, tomich would be in the hifil. You cause my hand to go low onto my gorol, onto my appointed portion. And he quotes the pasuk, and he says it's like a person who he gives a moshel to a person who's got a number of children, or he takes his child and he puts out something on the table and he wants the child to take it, something which is good for the child, and he takes the child's hand and he lowers the child, guides the hand, thank you, guides the child's hand onto the item. So that's the ato tomich goroli, you guide my hand, you lower my hand onto my gorol, and onto a good portion in life. And this actually is brought also in the identical Rashi. This is a Rashi on our pasuk. The identical Rashi is brought in Nitzavim. It's chapter Lamed Pasuk Yud Tes. Have I got it here? Oh, I didn't bring it here. Oh, that was silly of me. Oh, no, I did bring it here. Hang on, I did bring it here. Chapter Lamed Pasuk Yud Tes, where the pasuk says, Nasati the Fanecho, sorry, Hidosi Vachemayim, Sashmavis, Hachayim, the Moves, Hakushbach says, you can choose between Chayim and Moves, Nasati the Fanecho, Habracha, the Haklala, Uvachartoba Chayim, you should choose life. Leman Tiki, Atovasarechas, that you and your offspring shall live. And Rashi on this Pasuk brings exactly the same idea. And he quotes our Pasuk, Atotomich Goroli, you lower my hand onto the Gorol, which is good for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avachatavachaim, I want you to choose that which is good for you. So, Tomich Goroli, you choose life, you choose that which is, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose that which is good for me. Yeah? That's the identical Rashi, both on our Pasuk and also there in Devarim. Chapter Lamed Pasuk Yud Tes. That's the first pshat brought in Rashi. Rashi then brings the second pshat on this word, Tomich, and he says it comes from the Sheresh Tof Mem Chof, where the Tof is actually part of the root. And then he says it means to support. And again, it comes to the same idea, it's just two different ways of coming to the same pshat. And he quotes the Pasuk in Bereishis, in Parshas Vayechi, it's chapter Mem Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, where Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh. Vayar Yosef ki yoshes aviv yad yeminu al Rosh Ephraim. Yosef saw that his father was going to put his hand onto the head of Ephraim, his right hand onto the head of Ephraim. Vayar Abinov, that didn't seem right, it seemed bad to Yosef. Vayismuch yad aviv, and he supported the hand of his father. So Yosef put his hand underneath his father, underneath Yaakov's hand. Lahasir osami al Rosh Ephraim, to remove it from Ephraim's head onto al Rosh Manasseh, onto Rosh Manasseh, onto the head of Manasseh. So there you have this idea of the root is Tof Mem Ches, sorry, Tof Mem Chof, and it means to support. So here we have Ata Tomich Goroli, you support my hand onto my portion. Ata Tomich Goroli, you're supporting my portion. So whether it means to lower your hand onto the right portion from the Sheresh Nun Mem Chof, or whether it means to support my hand onto the right portion, Tof Mem Chof, it comes from the same chapter. Rashi brings both of these pshat in. Yes, we'll come to that. The Malbim speaks a bit about that. The Malbim speaks about the differences. When I saw this pasuk, I wasn't surprised when I learnt the Malbim. The Malbim gives the different shotim. Here we've got Moner, Chelek, Kos, and Gorol. And they all mean a portion or a lot. And the Malbim differentiates between them. We'll come to it. Yeah, we'll come to it. We'll get to the Malbim. We should get to it today. Yeah, Rashi on Avareches Hashem, says David HaMelech, Pasuk Zayin, Avareches Hashem Hashem Yotzani, I will bless God who advised me. Rashi points out that up until this point in the chapter, David has been addressing Klal Yisrael. We had that at the very beginning in Pasuk Beis. On merit, you said, Lashem Hashem Ota. You, to whom is David talking? Rashi learns he's talking to Klal Yisrael. Rashi also says he's talking to his own Neshama. The one shot he's talking to Klal Yisrael. Up until this point, up until the words, Avareches Hashem, now he says, now I will bless Hashem. Till now he's addressed his comments to Klal Yisrael. All that we've learned so far is talking to Klal Yisrael. But now he's talking about himself, Avareches Hashem, Asher Yatzani, I will thank Hashem who has advised me. What's this advice? So Rashi says it means to choose, here's the quote from Rashi, Gam ani avarechas Hashem, also I will bless Hashem, not just Klal Yisrael, but I'll join in as well. Asher Yatzani Hashem has advised me, Livcher b'chayim v'loleches b'drachov, to choose life and to go in his ways. So that's why all these psukim are joined together. It's all about Hashem being our portion in life, and David saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my portion, and he has advised me, Livcher b'chayim, to choose life. What's this aflilos Yisruni Chilyosoi, at the end of Pasuk Zayin, Af Leilos Yisruni Chilyosoi, also during the night, my kidneys have rebuked me. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means that Li Yira Oso Ula Ahava, Yiran Ava, my kidneys, that means my inner self, have advised me and rebuked me to love Hashem and also to fear Him. Coming from the inside. We'll speak a bit about the kidneys a bit later. Then Rashi brings a medrash. It's actually a medrash of Chetov. That this pasuk, Af Leilos Yisruni Chilyosoi, is a reference to Avram Avinu. How's it come to be Avram Avinu? Who is Avram's Rebbe? Not his father, Terach. So who is his Rebbe? Yeah, he didn't have a Rebbe. The medrash of Chetov, and Rashi quotes it, he didn't have a Rebbe. Avram had no Rebbe. He worked it all out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned Torah ad shelo nitno, before it was ever given. So, I once heard from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Wickler in Gates, said he said that the obvious one, such a madriga that from they could work out the Torah from first principles. Their midas were so refined and so perfect that they realized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us. So they were able to calculate what the whole Torah was from first principles. Amazing. I think he said it in the name of Rabbi Dessler. Yeah, some, but the whole of Tayag Mitzvahs, you know, like the Gemara says, Avram Avinu even kept Erev Tavshilin, yeah? So there were, sure, there were some mitzvahs given along the way, and B'nai Noach, yeah, Noach was given mitzvahs and so on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They learned through there. But Shem and Eva came after. Oh, wait a minute. No, Shem and Eva. Shem was an ancestor of Avram and Eva as well. Yeah, yeah. Shem and Eva were great grandfather and great grandson, respectively. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so these people on such a high madriga, they learned the Torah from first principles. They realized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So that's the point here. Aflelus Yisruni Chiliosoi, the Torah came from within Avram's kidneys, so to speak, from within him. He had no human Rebbe, not his father, and he had no Rebbe. And so it was all worked out from a tradition. Yeah. Okay, there was a... Yeah. Yeah. To learn the Shem Baby, yeah. Yes, look, so Yaakov to learn the Shem Baby, yeah.
Shem was a very old man by then.
Yeah.
So what was he teaching his yeshiva that you sort of wanted his son to learn from?
How to know exactly. I don't know for sure how it works, but we're told this tradition that Ram Avinu was able calculated the whole Torah of first principles, and I guess the same is true of Shem and Eva. I imagine the same is true of Shem and Eva. Yeah? Yeah.
They got it in their hearts. It's a question of Chazara. They're born and taught it in their mother's womb, and it's something within them. Yeah. I'll probably discover it. for himself. That's his greatness.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's come on to the Targum here. An interesting piece of Targum on this word kosi. Hashem menos chelki v'chosi. Hashem is my allotted portion and my either my cup or my allotted portion. The Targum translates this as Hashem mohavis kalidi. Now this word kalidi is the translation of the word kosi. And the word, as soon as I saw this word kalidi, it gave me a jolt. Why? Because it was in yesterday's Sedra. About the Parshas Truma, about the menorah, where the pasuk says Gvieha. Gvieha, the cups, part of the decorations on the menorah, Govia. Govia is a goblet. Yeah? The word goblet probably comes from the Hebrew word Govia. Yeah, Ve'esgvii Gvia HaKesef. Exactly. Oh, so there we have, on that word Gvieha, which is in Parshas Truma, chapter Kafei, pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Targum there translates it as Kalidoha. Kalidoha. It's the same word as kalidi. It's a cup. So you can see that the Targum is learning the word kosi. Rashi brought two pshatim, either my cup or my portion. It comes to the same idea. It's just two different approaches. So you can see the Targum's approach is to take it as to mean literally as a cup. Kosi, my cup. Because he translates it as kalidi. And you find it also in Bereishis. It's in chapter Mem Dalad Posit Base, the Esgvii Gvia HaKesef. There the Targum translates it as the Yos Kalidi. Again, same word as a cup. But I found two different versions of that Targum, and it's not really a big deal. They both say Kalidi. In two different Chumashim, I found the same word Kalidi in the Targum. One is spelt with a kuf, and one is spelt with a kaf. But it means the same thing, it means a cup, yeah? So here the Targum translates it as kosi, as kalidi, as a cup, yeah? Another interesting piece of Targum, and I don't really quite know what this means, is that the Targum translates the word goroli at the end of Pasuk Hey, atatomich goroli, he translates that word goroli, my lot, as advi, with an ayin, advi. And then the next word, which is the first word of Pasuk Vav, which is the translation of the word chavolim, chavolim noflu libanimim, he translates that with the same word, advin. So you can see he actually doesn't differentiate between gorol and chevel. They both mean a portion or a lot, but he actually uses the identical word in the Targum as advi and advin. So it's the same words, he doesn't differentiate between them. And that goes along very well with the Radak, who learns that all these words, it's just they're different words for a portion, and he says it's not, it's just a poetic repetition, what would you call it, a parallelism in the Pasuk, you know, just to, the Pasuk echoes itself poetically in different expressions, but it all comes to much the same thing, which is why the Targum translates both Goroli and Chavolim using the same sort of word, Advi. The Metzudas Tzion explains this word chavolim, the beginning of Pasuk Vav. Chavolim means a portion. How do we get to the fact that the word chavolim means a portion? So he says the word chevel really means a rope. For example, in Sefer Yonah, Vaikrav Elov Rav Hachovel. The captain came to Yonah and he says, what are you doing? Fast asleep, yeah? Vaikrav Elov Rav Hachovel. And Rav Hachovel means the captain of the ship, because Rav, he's the person in charge of the Chovel, who's the person in charge of the Chevel, which is the rope. So the Chovel would have been one of the regular sailors who's looking after the rigging, right? The ropes that control the sails. That's the Chovel, because the word for a rope is Chevel. So the Chovel is the one in charge of the Chevel, and the Rav HaChovel is the person in charge of him, and he's got to be the captain. So we know that the word Chevel means a rope. So how does it come to mean a portion? Here we have Chavolim Nofluli Bana'imim. Portions fell to me in pleasantness. What's the connection between the word chevel for a rope and the word chevel for a portion? So the Mesudas Tzion points out that it's very straightforward. Land areas were measured using ropes. If you want to measure out the size of a field, it was done by taking multiple measures of a known length of rope. So it was measured. And he quotes a pasuk. I'll just give you the pasuk, it's in Yoshua. Chapter Yotes Posuk Tes comes a few times in Yosha, talking about the division of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Mechevel b'nei Yehuda, this is talking about the tribe of Shimon had part of the area of Yehuda, Mechevel ben Yehuda, from the area of land that was belonged to Yehuda. So he said a portion of land measured using a chevel, using a rope. Hence he gets the name Chevel. You going to say something, Lee? You're pulling strings from here. Good. A word about this one, Shofar. Afnachalos Shofar Oloi. Also, my portion is beautiful for me, says David. Of course, just to say the word Shofar, of course, means a beauty. Yeah? Hence the name. I'll let you say this one. I hope she listens to this. Yeah. So Shifra, Shemeshaperes Savlad, right? Shifra in Mitzrayim, who looked after the children so well, because Shemeshaperes Savlad, she looked after the midwife. Yeah, she looked after Shifra and Pur. Yeah. And the Gemara uses the word Shapir Ka'amrit. You spoke correctly, and that's why a shofar, right? It's called a shofar because it's meshaper a person. It makes it brings a person to do teshuvah, so it improves a person. Also, same idea. And if Dr. Shapiro would be here, we would say Shapiro is the same word. Yeah, it is. That's where the word Shapiro comes from. It's a Jewish name. The Mitzvah David learns Kosi Hashem Naschelki V'Kosi. He says that all these expressions of a portion or a lot are simply the parallelisms within the pasuk. David HaMelech simply uses many different words to represent the same thing. And he learns that Kosi doesn't really mean my cup, but it means my cup full. That's how the Mitzvah David learns. Yeah. What's the idea of? Kosi Revoya. Yeah, again, on Kosi Revoya, it either means my cup overflows or it means my portion overflows. In Pasuk Zayin, Avareches Hashem Asher Yotzoni, I praise Hashem who advises me. Says Mitzvah David, advises me to do what? Advises me to accept him as my God. That's how he learns it. And Aflelos, what's the idea behind Aflelos? Also during the night, Yisuni Chilosoi, my kidneys rebuke me, or my innards rebuke me. He says, why Dafka at night? Why Aflelos? So he says, at night time is a bit of peace and quiet, and a person is away from the hustle and bustle of the day, and therefore he's got a bit of quietude and time to reflect. He uses the word hispodidus. If he doesn't, other mepharshim use it, hispodidus. A person is alone, and therefore he can reflect on his life and on his madriga and what he's doing with his life. The idea of hispodidus is something which is very much promoted by a few sects of Hasidim, in particular, to be alone. Badod, I'm levadod yishke. The breasts of a Hasidim do this in a big way. Hispodidus, the person should be alone and he should reflect and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafke in solitude, so that he's not disturbed by the people. It gives him a certain degree of privacy as well. Now the Ibn Ezra says he's very adamant that the word the chosi is not a reference to a cup. We've had various Rishonim hold a distance to the cup. Says the Ibn Ezra, no, if you think it's to do with the cup, that's wrong. Nothing to do with the cup. He says it's got to be it's an expression of a portion. Tachos ish lefiachlo tachos alaseh. And he quotes the pasuk earlier from chapter Yodan of pasuk Vav, "V'ruach zilofos menos koson," a burning blast or a storm is the portion of the Rishoyim. Now the Ibn Ezra then goes on to discuss this word nachalos, af nachalos shofar aloi pasuk Vav, af nachalos. What's the idea behind this word nachalos? It's a very difficult word because the word in its nifrod form, or in the absolute form, is not nachalos, but nachala. And if it's a smichus, the portion of, it would be nachalas, not nachalos. So what's the idea behind this word nachalos? So he learns, the Ibn Ezra learns, that he says it's simply a decoration on... I'm sorry, I made a mistake. No. He learns it's a shortened form of Nachalosi, my portion. Yeah? Nachalosi, my portion. And if you have a look in... Let me get the Chumash. It's in Parashas Beshalach. In Beshalach, it's in Shemos chapter Tesvov, Pasuk Beis, right at the beginning of the Shira. Ozi v'zimros ka. Ah, so v'zimros is exactly the same sort of word. Yeah? So how do you understand this word v'zimros ka? So the Ibn Ezra, and I think it's in Rashi there, in Beshalach as well, says it's simply a decorated form of Ezra. Zimra. Yeah. Oziva Zimros. It's just that Zimra becomes Zimros in a poetical form. But the Targum in Beshalach, on this passage, Oziva Zimroska, excuse me, sorry, says, Tokpi Versushbachti. Tokpi is a translation of Ozi, my strength, Versushbachti, and my praises. Dechila Hashem, or about Yirah Shemaim, or about the fear of God. So the Targum there learns that Vizimros is an abbreviated form of Vizimrosi, my song. Because he translates Vizimros as Vizushpachti, my praise, or my song. So the Targum there on Vizimros Ka goes hand in hand with the Ibn Ezra here on the word Nachalos, that it's, in other words, it's a shortened form of Nachalosi. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns, yeah? It's a poetic form of Nachalosi. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and Rashi there, Rashi on the Shira, Ozi Vizimroska, he says that the word Vizimros is a form of Vizimras. He says it is a Smichas. Oh, he says it is, he knows it is a Smichas. Hang on 1 second. The Ibn Ezra also learns what's this idea behind Avareches Hashem Asher Ya'atzoni in Pasuk Zayin. I praise Hashem who advises me, and he's got a nice idea. He says Hamalame Dadom Das, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who teaches knowledge to us as human beings. Af Leilos Yisruni Chilir, sorry, at the end of Pasuk Zayin, also in the night my innards or my kidneys rebuke me. So the Ibn Ezra learns there, what's the idea behind chilo? So he says it's he calls it karach hatolada. It's an expression, the strength of production within the body, which is beseser, which is hidden. We can't see the kidneys working, yeah? So he says it's an idea that it comes from a hidden source within me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts these good thoughts within me, and it's all beseser, it's secret. And then he says, Yisruni Chilisoi, says the Ibn Ezra, quite a very stark lesson. I'll give you the quote directly. Shechoshav belibo, what is David HaMelech doing? At night time, Shechoshav belibo, he thought in his heart, he thinks to himself, Kol HaKoros, all the things that happen, Leholchim min ha'olam hazeh, to people when they depart from olam hazeh. It's a stark lesson that one should think about one's portion in Olam Haba and what one is doing for it. Al-Kim Nosar. So with that, he felt rebuked. Once he thought to himself about what's going to happen to me once I leave Olam Hazeh, therefore, that's an expression of Musa. Yisrili Chiyo. Sorry. My innards give me Musa. My innards rebuke me for that based on when I think about what's Rosvet Zayin in Olam Haba. Yeah. The Radak on these pasukim explains that going back to pasuk Hey, Hashem anoschelki v'chosi atatumich garoli, you give me my portion. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are my portion in life. Says the Radak, what's David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech is saying there are people who consider gold to be their portion, silver, worldly desires, worldly pleasures, worldly treasures. That's their chelek in life. Says David, no, I'm not having any of that. That's not my chelek in life. My chelek in life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's my chelek in life. And the Radak quotes the Gemara. The Gemara is in Yuma. Where's my Gemara gone? Oh, here they are. Yeah, there are Dakwits, the Gemara. It's in Yuma, and it's on Daf Lamed Ches on the base. Yeah, where the Gemara says, a well-known piece of Gemara. Give this to you. Kaf Ches on the base says the Gemara. I can't see it on the page, and it's somewhere at the bottom of the page as far as I know. Habola Tahir, a person who wants to do good, he wants to make himself Tahir, Messiah Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Malachim from Shemaim to help him along the way. I can't see it here, but it's here somewhere. I just can't see it. Yeah. So he says that's the idea in our pasuk behind Atatomich Goroli. Atatomich Goroli, you guide my hand towards my goral, towards my portion in life. Atatomich Goroli. So he quotes this Gemara, Bala Tame Poskin Lo, Habala Taher Messiah Lo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will allow a person to lead his own path, whatever he wants to do in life. So it's Habala Taher. A person wants to do good in life, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will lead them along that path. Yeah. The Radak learns that the Athleilos Yisuni Chilosoi, that Yisuni Chilosoi means my conscience, right, from within me, like the kidneys, something from within me, will direct me onto a good path even during the day. So although the pasuk says Athleilos Yisuni Chilosoi, I think that if I understood the Radak correctly, the Radak learns that Yesuni Chilosoi does not go together with the words Aflelos. That even during the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides me correctly. And Yesuni Chilosoi is something that takes place even during the day. That's how he learns it. Others learn no. Aflelos Yesuni Chilosoi, that the kolayos, the kidneys, are working dafka in the night time to advise me and to guide me properly along the right lines. Yeah, the Radak also points out this that normal human reaction after something has been divided out is to be that Reuven is jealous of Shimon. Reuven sees what Shimon has got and he's jealous of him. So here, David says in the end of Pasuk Vav, Af nachalos shofra oloi, my portion is wonderful to me. I'm really happy with it. And the word af is there to give it the extra emphasis that I'm never jealous of anybody else's portion. I'm so happy with what I've got with my chelek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af nach alosh shofar loy, my portion is really absolutely wonderful for me. That's how the Radak learns it. Now he also quotes the Gemara in Brachas. There's a Gemara in Brachas which I throw up my hands on this Gemara and say I really don't quite know what the Gemara means. It's on Daf Samach. It's at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Shmuel Omar." No, not Shmuel. Yeah, Toshma. Right at the end, three lines at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in Brachas. Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Kloyes Yeshbo BaOdom. Man has two kidneys. Achas Yoatzatu LeTova. One advises him well. One advises him badly. Almost like a Yetzirah and a Yetzirah Tov, represented by the two kidneys. Umistabra, and it's logical to say, the Tov Olimino, the Ra Olismele, that the good one is the... Excuse me. Thank you. It's sorry, I'm fine, man. Shkach. All right, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Shkach. So the Gemara says that the Misvara, the good one is on the person's right, and the bad one is on a person's left. Now, I don't know much about human anatomy, unfortunately. The two kidneys are near the spine. Kidneys are close to the spine, and they filter the blood, removing impurities from the blood, which tend to be absorbed into the water within the blood. I hope no doctors ever listen to this, because they'll put me right. Yeah, and they also filter out, I've written it down here, salt and nitrogen. from the body. So they're a filtering process, and they eventually lead to the urinal tract, and then the waste mass leaves the body. So the idea, so the Gemara learns here, so why did I say that? Can't remember why. So they somehow purify the person, they purify the guf, and here David the Melech is saying they're purifying my neshama as well. The Marsha on this Gemara points. I'm jumping the gun. The Gemara says the right kidney is the one that gives advice for the good, like Yetzer Tov, and the left one gives advice for the bad. Misvara, that's why it is. Why? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Keheles: Lev Chacham liyamino, v'lev Kesil lismolo. Right? So the Lev Chacham is to the Yamin, and the Lev of the Kesil of the fool is lismolo, is on his left. So the Gemara says, Mistoma, probably it's the right hand one, which is the good one, good advice, and the left one gives bad advice. Oh, that's how the Gemara puts it. Then the Gemara goes on after this onto the Amud Beis to discuss other parts of the body and what their function is. The Marsha on this Gemara says, why does the Gemara go to say that one gives good advice and one gives bad advice? So the Marsha says, because of the internal organs, the external organs can tend to come in pairs. There are two hands, two feet, two ears, two nostrils, two eyes, and so on. It tends to come in pairs. But the internal organs tend to be just one. We have two lungs, but besides that, most of the internal organs. We have one liver and one heart, and so on. But we have two kidneys. Says the Gemara. Says the Marsha. That's probably why the Gemara takes this route to say one is miyoyitz for good and one is miyoyitz for bad. One gives good advice, one gives bad advice. That's how the Marsha learns it. The Chiddushi Gaonim points out that the Chiddushi Gaonim is printed in the Ein Yaakov. He said, and I hope I understood this correctly, why is a kidney called a kloya? And in the plural here we have kilios, so the kiliosoi. Why is it called a kloya? Because it comes from the sherish, kaflamad hei, which means to finish off. Because it removes all the impurities in the blood and gets rid of them. So it finishes off all those impurities. So, I hope I understood this piece of Chiddushi Gaonim correctly. So that's why the kidneys are called kaloyas, the kaflamates to finish off, like Vayochula Hashemayim Va'aretz, the heaven and earth were finished, were completed. Kol, the word kol, meaning all, comes from there. Yeah? Koled, destruction. Yeah. And he also points out that, yeah, interesting, he quotes our posuk. The Gemara, the Chiddushi Gaonim on that Gemara quotes our pasuk, Afleilos Yisuni Chiliosoi, and he says, and I'd love to check this with the doctor, that the kidneys work mainly at night. Afleilos Yisuni Chiliosoi? I must check this with the doctor, I'm sure the doctor won't agree with it. That, do you know anything about medicine? So, Afleilos Yisuni Chiliosoi, yeah, okay, let's come on to.
There's
not much activity. That's a kasha on this.
It's not surprising to talk about two kidneys. One that elevates the food to Hashem and the service. Another is getting rid of the centralist, pushing it away. And this is what happens at night when you're resting. All this function is going on, and in the morning, usually you have to do what you need to do. That's the reason why.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, you've got to go to the toilet. Because of the waste matter produced by the kidneys.
So it's the open air phase. When it comes to the morning, you're able to
That's it. Now, let me just turn over. Now, let's come on to the various midrashim. Some amazing midrashim on these pesukim here. Hashem enoschel ki v'chosi atatumich garali. So he says that the... the Malbim. You want to hear the Malbim? Oh, yeah, I'll say the Malbim first. Oh, very good. I'll say the Malbim. No, not at all. Yeah, I'll say the Malbim first. Yeah, yeah, different Pshatim. Now, he doesn't include... Let me get this right here. The Malbim, yeah. So the Malbim learns... Yeah. Oh, he says the word kus, meaning a portion, is what is the is a person's portion that he has made for himself. He's fashioned it himself, he's worked on something and he's produced something and it belongs to him, that's his portion. And he backs that up with the pasuk b'michsas nefashos or ishlufi ochlo tochosu al aser. That's what you yourself are going to eat. That's your portion. B'michsas nefashos. The word chelek, he says, is what a person receives. Memela, what a person receives automatically. He didn't necessarily do anything for it, but it's something which simply fell his way. And the word gorol means the same. Also, something which falls a person's way. What's the difference between a chelek and a gorol? Says the Malbim, a chelek is an equal portion. Yeah? Lechalek, to divide. Whereas a gorol can be an unequal portion. So this is how he learns Pshat in the Pesukim. Says the Malbim. So Hashem, let's go to the meaning. Hashem menos chelki. He doesn't define the word moneh, by the way. Just as, yeah. Hashem menos chelki. Hashem is my allotted portion. Chelek being an equal portion which fell my way without my doing anything. Oh, very similar to that. He says, as a reference to a person's neshama, every human being has a neshama, which is chelek elokam imal, it's a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from above. Now that's, you're given that automatically. He says, as soon as you're born, you've got your neshama. You didn't do anything for it, you've got it. That's your chelek. And it's an equal portion, because everybody has that equal chelek, equal portion in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's granted that neshama at birth. Then he goes on, V'chosi, you are my kos. What's the kos? The kos is what you make for yourself. That depends on how much you do for yourself. You create a high madrigal, you push your madrigal up, that's what you're doing for yourself. You're going up in madrigal, that's the portion that you make for yourself. And then, Atah Tomich Gorali, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's granted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's, again, an unequal portion. Why? It depends on what you've done. It depends what you achieve in life. A person is a high achiever, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a plenty of reward. That's a gorol. So that's how he defines these differences between a chelek and a kos and a gorol. Yeah, amazing? Yeah, everyone's got an equal chelek, which is your standard neshama given into the person. That's the standard chelek, equal and given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically. Kos is what you work on your own madriga for yourself, and gorol is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you in relation to how much you've worked, and therefore it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. Goes on what you do. It depends on what input. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the Malbim. Now, I think there's a bit more Malbim if you... Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. It's literally take a moment. In fact, it's very similar to what we've already learned. He says, I'm Sumeach Bechelki. I'm suffering with my Nachalos, I'm happy with it. Avareches Hashem Asher Yatzoni, he says, even though, it's an interesting piece of Malbim here, he says, even though I've got Bechira, and I can choose, we believe we've got Bechira Chofshis, we can choose what we want to do with our lives, either for good or for bad. He says, even though a human being does have Bechira, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given, he's guiding us towards the good. And that's Avareches Hashem Asher Yatzoni, you've advised me. How does Hashem advise us? He's given us the Torah. That's his advice. You know, I advise you stick to this. You do have Bechira, but my eight says you stick to this. There you are. Okay, that's also in the Malbim. Good, so finish the Malbim. Okay, let's come on to some of the Midrashim. Oh. So some of the Midrashim, where are we? Yeah.
Physically, I think so.
A person can survive on one kidney. If I'm not mistaken, if an animal is missing a kidney, it's not a trefa.
it can survive on one kidney. So it's not considered chafer. Likewise, if an animal is missing a lot of its liver, it's not a chafer, because it can survive. Yeah, we know if people have become alcoholics and they suffer from cirrhosis, which wears away the liver, they can still survive for a long, long time, even with a damaged liver. It's not healthy, but they can still survive. Yeah. So likewise, there's brought in halacha. If an animal is missing a lot of its liver, it's still kosher. It's not a chafer. There's a minimum. It's got to have a minimum amount, and I think it's a kazayis, but I'm not sure. Of liver, yeah. In order for it not to be a chafer. So likewise, again, if I'm not mistaken, an animal with one kidney is not a chafer. Yeah, we know of people who have they can donate a kidney in order to help someone survive. Yeah, I'll say it, Mishum Kavodo, Mr. Pollins in Edgware. Mr. Pollins, just recently, a few months ago, he donated one of his kidneys to one of his best friends. Mr. Sachs, Mr. Stephen Sachs, who used to learn with my father. And he needed a kidney. Remember, he was very, very ill. He needed a kidney, and one of his best friends gave him a kidney, Mr. Pollins in Edgware. Yeah. Very, very fine, lovely family. Okay. Yeah, so let's come on to the Midrashim here. I'm quoting now from the Sefer Otsa Midrashim, which is really a liquid of different Midrashim. He quotes from a Sifri in Devarim, and it's Pisgah Nun Gimel, where he says that Hashem Naschelki v'chosi ata tomich garoli, it's Klal Yisrael expressing their delight with Eretz Yisrael. That's their nachalo, af nachalos shofra aloi, and chavolim nofluli bani'imim, beautiful portions of fall to me in great pleasantness. And that's a reference to Klal Yisrael expressing their delight and their pleasure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And another Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Maaseh, and it's Siman Dalet, that says that you can have a very good looking person who wears horrible clothes, or you can have an ugly person who wears beautiful clothes. And Klal Yisrael are neither of those. Klal Yisrael have a beauty, Heim Noim, Ulevusheihem Noim. They are beautiful and their clothes are beautiful. And they are, what does it mean? The Klal Yisrael are a beautiful nation, and their clothes, i.e. Eretz Yisrael, is beautiful as well. And quotes this pasuk, Afna Chalos Shofar Eloi, how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is and how much we appreciate Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah, good. There's some Midrashim from this Sefer, and some other Midrashim. Oh yes, the Medrash Shechatov. Let me show you a piece of Medrash Shechatov. Medrash Shechatov brings as well how, in the name of Shmuel Bar Nachman, that this pasuk about Af Leilos Yisruni Chiliosoi, my kidneys taught me or my kidneys rebuked me, is being a reference to Avram Avinu. And he brings it Shezimino HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetei Chiliosov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the two kidneys of Avram Avinu for Yunova Os Chachma Vadas, and they spouted Chachma and Das to Avram Avinu. On the pasuk Chavolim Nofluli Bani'imim, good portions fell to me in pleasantness, the Medrash Shechatov says here that the word Chavolim is in the plural. Not Chevel in the singular, Chavolim in the plural. Nofluli Bani'imim, what's these two things? It's Teresh Sheviksav and Teresh Shebal Peh. These are our portions, yeah? Yeah. That's it. So it's our two portions. And we have tremendous simcha over it. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a reference to Schoron Shal Mitzvahs Shofar Olai. It's the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants for keeping his mitzvahs. It's that which is Shofar Olai, which is beautiful to me. Okay. Let me show you the other. Let's see, 1 minute. Let's do this. We're finishing this one. Yeah. Oh. Some other pieces of Medrash. I have a lovely sefer here called Tehillim in Medroshe Chazal. Again, it's a liquid of Medroshim. So let me show you some of the Medroshim here. That's right. Hashem Menos Chelki. Hashem is my portion. He brings a moshel. Actually, a hilarious moshel. A moshel about a king who's fed up with his wife, and divorce his wife. So he says to the wife, he wants to be decent about it, so he says to his wife, you know what, you can have a look at all my treasures, and you can take you choose whatever you like. You take my treasures and take them home to your father's house, but it's time for us to part from each other. So, but she wants to remain married to him. So what does she do? You know this, Medrash? I laughed when I saw this. So what does he do? What does she do? She gives him a gesunter meal, and she gives him some good food and some good drink, and he falls into a deep sleep. And then she says to the servants, my husband's asleep in bed, carry him in his bed to my father's house. He wakes up in his father-in-law's house. He says, what's going on? What am I doing here? So she says, no, you said I could choose whatever I wanted and take it to my father's house. I've done that. I brought you here. So this is Klal Yisrael choosing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manos Chelki. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are our portion. You are what we've chosen. Good, yeah. Oh, another medrash here. On that medrash, yes. Yeah, it's a medrash to show how weak... It's a moshel. Yeah, yeah. It begins with moshel amar davademe. It's a moshel, yeah, yeah. So that how we chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So likewise, this wife chose her melech, chose her husband as the king. Yeah. Another medrash here, which is brought from Eicha Rabbah, pasuk at the beginning of Eicha, Vayetse Mibas Tzion Kol Hadara. All the glory of Tzion left it. Now that word Mibas Tzion, from the daughter of Tzion, is actually a cricassive. We read it Mibas, but it's written as two words, Minbas. I'm always sitting up here when Jeffrey Lane's Megillah Eicha, so I can see the Megillah itself, and you can see that it's written as min bas. It's two words. The ksiv is min bas, but we read it as mibas. So the Medrash says this word min is an expression of menos. Menos kos, Hashem is menos. What's the lashon? Hashem menos chelki is a portion. Hashem is our portion. Vayetse mibas tzion is Hashem, who is our portion. He has left us. That's how the Medrash learns that Ninbas. Reb Shimon, here we are, Reb Shimon in the Medrash. Yeah, yeah. Oh, bring another Medrash here, brought from the Yalkut Shimoni, Simon Nun Ches. And also it seems to be Simon, or Remez, Samach Beis. Says that, it brings a Medrash about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is surrounded by 70 Malachim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malachim and he says, we'll do a go-roll, we'll do a lottery to see which nation is going to be looked after by which Malach. And he does this lottery, and each Malach gets one nation. Klal Yisrael are left to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have a Malach as such. We get direct involvement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're number 71, so to speak, and we get the connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in place of a Malach, so we have him directly for ourselves. And that's Hashem Menos Chelki. He is our portion. He's our direct direct guardian. Yeah. Yeah, Chavolim Noflu Libane'imim, another medrash brought here, is that Chavolim, being a reference to Eretz Yisrael, the portions of land in Eretz Yisrael, Noflu Li fell to us, Bane'imim, because of Ne'imim. What's Ne'imim? It's the Torah. It quotes a pasuk, I think, yes. It's a pasuk to show that the word Ne'imim is the Chus HaTorah, Ki Noim Kisish Merein Bevitznecha, Yikon Yachtavas Vasech. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Shatzer Kaf Beis Pasuk Yod Ches. The Torah is described as Ne'imim. Yeah, and another medrash here brings us that the word nachala, af nachalos shofra aloi, that's a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is described to Ela Menucha Ela Nachala. Let me give you the posuk. It's a posuk. It's in Devarim. It's chapter Yud Beis, and it's posuk Tes. Kilo Vasemat Otto, you haven't yet arrived. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael, or Moshe really talking to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. You haven't yet arrived. El Hamanucha the El Hamachala, and the word Nachala is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Asher Hashem Elokecha Neselach. So the Nachala is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, and this pasuk Af Nachalos Shofar Aloi is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which is described as Nachalo. Why? Because it's connected to the word Nachal, which is a river. In the same way that a person can make himself tahar by going into a mikveh in a river, so too a person makes himself tahar, so to speak, by gaining kapora, by bringing karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So he goes in as a chote, he goes into the Beis Hamikdash as a sinner, brings his karbonis, and leaves pure of sin. Like the Nachal, like a river is metahir a person, so to the Beis Hamikdash is metahir a person from his Averis. That's how Af Nachalos, Shofar Aloi, is referenced to the Beis Hamikdash, which is Shofar Aloi, which is so beloved to us. Yeah. Now, the Elkut Miam Lois on our Pasuk explains that the word Chavolim, which not taking it to mean a portion, but taking it to mean a rope. Says the Yalkut Miam Lois, Bederech Tzachus. He introduces this as Bederech Tzachus. What's the translation of Tzachus? It means like, not literally. I'm not sure a good word for Tzachus. It's not a literal pshat. It's not absolute pshat. It's a remez. A remez in the Pasuk. Says the Yalkut Miam Lois, Pasuk Zvav, Chavolim Noflu Li Bana'imim. Ropes come to me, Bana'imim. What's this idea of ropes? When I'm imprisoned, when something bad happens to me, Noflu Li Bana'imim, I take it on the chin, I'm Mekabel my Yisurim Ba'ava, I accept my punishments with love. So Chavolim, even when enemies tie me up and I'm totally tied up and that something bad happens to me, Noflu Li Bana'imim, I accept it with Simcha Rabbah because I realize it's ultimately it's good for me. Then he carries on. Af Nachalos. And he says this word Nachalo can be interpreted as a choli, as an illness. It's a similar root. Nachalo, chesen lamed, a choli. Even when I suffer from an illness, Shofar Aloi, I take it as something which is good for me. I realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing good for me. And the Elkut Miam Lois goes on to say that this chapter was written by David HaMelech, or maybe it's Davka, this Pasuk was written, these Pasukim here, written by David HaMelech, when some various bad things happened to him. And he refers to an occasion when he suffered from bulmus. Bulmus is an eating disorder. I think it's overeating, bulmus. Yeah, bulimia, that's right, it's bulimia. When a person overeats, it's bulmus. And David suffered from bulmus at one time. And he also suffered from a lack of food when he went to Novel to ask him for some help. He went to Novel for food, for basic supplies. So he's, at different times in his life, he suffered from different things. And he even suffered from tsaras at some stage. And this pasuk, he says, is a reference to that. That he was mekabel all these yisurim, and either having too much food, or having no food, or suffering from tsaras. He accepted it all, b'simcha rabbah. Oh. And I'll finish now with a beautiful book from the Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky. I express delight over having this sefer, which was introduced to me by one of my son's rebbes. Yeah, no, not overeating by choice. Overeating due to illness is bulimia, is bulmus. It's an illness, and a person just overeats because he's ill. It's an eating disorder. Exactly, he doesn't need the food. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The body forces a person to eat. You haven't had that illness? Yeah? Yeah. Bulmus, what, the translation of it? Bulmus is brought... It's not. I don't think it's really a Hebrew word at all. It's probably a Greek word, even a Latin. It doesn't sound it. Bulmus with this us ending. It sounds like a Latin or maybe it's Greek. I'm not sure. Bulmus is brought in the Gemara in Gittin. It brought in the Gemara in Gittin. It's. I think it's in a Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek Misha Achozo Krudaikus. Misha Chazer Kodaikus. If a person is smitten by a disease called Kodaikus, and I think it goes on to discuss Bulmus, yeah. Oh, no benefits at all. No, none at all. Yeah, that's right. And the body suffers for having the extra food, but the body has this drive for eating more and more and more. Why does he? It's a mental disease. Because I think primarily it's a mental disease. It's the exact opposite is anorexia, which, you know, sometimes teenage girls never suffer from.
No, so it's got to take more in to try and get something up. The skin is passing straight through. It's
going it doesn't say there's no benefits. It's a mental disease, really. Yeah, Nabach, physical disease. I think it's at least psychological. All these people who suffer from anorexia.
Rabbi
Yossi Zashinsky says as follows on the phrase at the end of Pasuk Zayin, Afleilos Yisruni Chiliosoi. He says as follows. He says, if a person learns Torah well, then the Torah will stand him in good stead even at a time when he's not learning Torah. And he speaks about, let's say, a person learns Torah in a concentrated form for a certain amount of time, and then he might go out to earn himself a parnasa when he's not learning a great deal. Nevertheless, af leilus yisumi chiliosoi, laila, a dark time. It's a dark period in your life where you might not be learning quite so much, but having learned previously, and having learned from one's rebbes, previously, as he puts it, when a person is no longer, as he puts it in the Dalad Amos Shel Halacha, he's no longer within the confines of a Beis Medrash, but having learned previously from Rebbes, and having learned Torah previously, that will stand him in good stead, even at a time when he's not learning. He might not be learning right now, but because he learned previously, so it made the Torah that he learned and the Rebbes from whom he learned made a roshim on him, made an impression on him which sticks with him. And he says, Afleilos, this is Rabbi Yossi Tzvi Dushinsky, Pirush on Tehillim. So he says, Afleilos Yisruni Chiliosoi is that the message, the good messages come from within me. That's Chiliosoi, from my kidneys, from within me, from Torah that I've absorbed on a previous occasion, and now they affect me, Leilos, at a darker period in my life when I might not be learning so much. Nevertheless, having learned Torah previously, it helps me now, Yisruni Chiliosoi. And then he goes on to say as well that David HaMelech is well equipped to say this pasuk. Afleilos Yisruni Chiliosoi. And he quotes the Medrash on the pasuk Evan Masa Abanim Hosal Rosh Pina, which is a pasuk that David HaMelech said about himself. He says, Evan, the stone that Masu Habonim, that the builders discard, they're not interested in it. Hosal Rosh Pina, that stone became the cornerstone of the building. That became the main supporting stone in the building. He says it's reference to himself. Why? Because when David was young, everybody, his family, assumed that he would come to nothing. I'm not quite sure why they thought that. Because of that, being descended from Rus.
And his mother disguised herself. There's a part of divorce, isn't it? She disguised herself and had relations with the father, and he was born. It's a very complicated story. But he wasn't illegitimate. He was looked upon as an illegitimate son of some non-Jewish woman. But he wasn't. He was son of his father's mother.
It rings a bell. I think we've touched on this medrash in previous year. I mean, going back over the years, I can't remember now. I think we've touched on it. So he was discarded. David HaMelech was discarded. Almost the family gave up on him, which is why he was a shepherd. They were all Bnei Torah, and he was given the job of being the shepherd. And everyone thought, you know, look, he may as well. He can be the. He'll bring in the parnasa for everybody else. So he was a shepherd. So And of course, he's the Even Moasar Bonim. The builders discard the stone, but now Hosanu Ishpino, he became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yossi Dushinsky points out, like Avraham Avinu, the Medrash Shechetov, which Rashi brought as well, of Afleilus Yisumi Chil Yisoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his kidneys give him the Torah. In other words, he had no Rebbe. Avraham Avinu had no Rebbe, but the Torah came from within him. Likewise, David HaMelech was in exactly the same situation, because he wasn't learning along with the rest of the family, and the Torah came from within him, and somehow or another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted the Torah. So Yossi Dushinsky says, Afleilus Yisumi Chil Yisoy likens David to Avraham Avinu. Like Avraham was given the Torah without necessarily having a human Rebbe, likewise David seems to have had the same. Good? All right, we'll leave it there.